I've got a prediction for 2026, and that's going to be the year that the human cognition bubble bursts. And what do I mean by that? Well, you hear a lot of people talk about the AI bubble, and mostly they're referring to the valuation of the AI stock prices. And they're probably right about that, given that the entire stock market is a giant bubble based on, you know, money printing, basically a debt-based Ponzi scheme currency system that's propping up a stock market to artificial levels. So, but that's separate. The financialization of the AI industry is really exists in a separate place than the actual innovation and technology advances that AI has already achieved. That is the demonstration of machine cognition as being, in many cases, superior to human cognition in certain specific roles. Well, so yeah, the stock market is probably going to have some kind of major correction at some point, but that's not going to stop machine cognition. And so what's actually in a bigger bubble, in my opinion, is human cognition. So right now, I mean, up through the whole history of time that we know of, at least of civilization, all the cognitive work has always been done by humans. You've never had cognitive work done by horses or chimpanzees. You know, it's always been human up until now. But that human cognition bubble is about to burst. I mean, think about it. Throughout all of history, we've lived where if you wanted to find the best cognition or the most cognition to carry out some kind of work, an engineering job, you know, rocket science, whatever, medicine, brain surgery, you had to find the smartest humans. And then you had to train them. Just finding them was difficult, and it would take 20 years for a human to even be findable as someone who had intelligence, typically, you know, from birth to age 20. And then they would go into, you know, graduate programs or med school training or whatever. But no matter who you found, they were just within a few IQ points of an average human. I mean, let's say the average IQ is 100, let's say. So, you know, a very smart person would be considered IQ 150. A relatively smart person would be IQ 130. Average IQ 100. And then, you know, you have below average IQ 80, 60, you know, whatever. And then if you keep going down, eventually you get to politicians. But, you know, nevertheless, you only had this range, you know, 100 to typically you could find people that are like 130, maybe. That's the range that you found in the job market. That is changing already. So the human cognition bubble is collapsing, and now you can effectively hire machines as AI agents to do work at IQ levels that are vastly higher than 150. For example, AI systems can now pass the bar exam. They can pass medical exams. They can solve extremely complex, high-level math problems, problems that would take advanced PhD mathematicians weeks to solve by themselves. Machines can solve those problems sometimes in a matter of just hours. And that's going to improve to just minutes soon, within a year. And all the benchmarks of machine cognition are being saturated by machines solving these problems rather rapidly. And so they're having to come up with new benchmarks. And one of those benchmarks is called Humanity's Last Exam. Yeah, HLE is what it's known as. And Humanity's Last Exam, it was, I think, a year ago, I'm not sure if there was even a model that could get 10% of the answers correct on that. And now, just in the last month, Google's Gemini, I think, achieved 37% or something in that range. Probably within a year, that number will be 75% or higher. You're going to end up with machines that can saturate all these benchmarks, demonstrating extremely high-level cognition at certain specific tasks, yes, but more and more, their intelligence will be generalized across workplace types of processes, such as doing spreadsheet work, doing accounting work, doing text type of work, you know, classifying forms, answering customer service emails, doing all of this work. So the human cognitive bubble is going to pop in 2026, and machine cognition is going to start ramping up like crazy. 2026 will be the year that the vast majority of people realize, hey, wait a second, this is not just some silly fad. This was not promoted hype, and that machine cognition itself is not a bubble. That machine cognition is actually arguably the most important innovation in the history of human civilization, because it's the one invention that can make itself better. Now, this is key to realize. So when the combustion engine was created, the combustion engine could not itself design a better engine. Or when the printing press was created, you know, famously the Gutenberg press. The Gutenberg press didn't itself make the press better, right? I mean, that would be absurd. All the inventions that you can think of, you know, the invention of the personal computer. Well, the personal computer didn't itself design personal computers. But AI is different. AI is in a category all its own. AI, because one of its best skills is writing code and solving math problems, and given that AI itself is a math problem, AI will be able to build better AI. And even right now, in the frontier labs, AI is involved in writing the code to build better AI. It hasn't taken over completely, of course, but it's part of the equation. And this is only going to continue to accelerate to the point where, perhaps 2 or 3 years down the road, almost all of the AI development will be carried out by AI alone. Or that moment might be less than a year away, actually. That day is coming. And when that happens, then you're going to see AI companies putting an enormous amount of compute resources onto this project to help AI build itself better. And on the doomsday side, people would call that, well, that's the Skynet moment. That's the moment supposed to be in 1997 when the Skynet system became self-aware and then launched all the nuclear weapons, etc. That's the storyline from Terminator. Or you could say on the positive abundance side, this is the moment when AI improves itself so rapidly and so quickly, it becomes the singularity that no human being can actually track. And then we end up with radical abundance and super intelligence, widely distributed and decentralized, and then humanity benefits. All right. So that's the rosy, like everything's awesome, future utopia vision of what's going to happen. And so somewhere between Skynet and utopia is the reality of where this is going. It's going to be somewhere in between those two. It's not going to end all of humanity. I'm sure there will be hundreds of millions of humans still alive after the depopulation, extermination event, whatever that looks like. They're not going to kill everybody. I've talked about this before. But they will. I don't mean the machines, I mean the globalists. The globalists will kill off billions of human beings if they can get away with it, and they're trying to. So that will probably occur. But then on the other side of that, widespread machine cognition can be harnessed by human beings who still have pro-human values and pro-human mission and want to build a better society while having machine cognition augment their creative skills or their innovation or entrepreneurship or what have you. And of course, I've built an engine that demonstrates this very well, and it's the book creation engine known as brightlearn.ai. And it's the world's largest book creation engine. Right now, over 8,000 books exist there that have been published by thousands of different authors who have simply put in prompts to create the books that they want to read. And this engine's running 24/7. You can use it right now. It's completely free to use. And it generates books for you on any topic, but especially it focuses on nonfiction. And then you can read and download and share those books completely free. So that is an example of radical abundance and using AI technology to create the future that you want. And it doesn't replace the human engineer, or what's a better term? Well, the architect of the project. You know, you still need a human to say, what kind of book do you want? You know, what kind of subject do you want to cover? How do you want the book to be written, etc.? But you no longer need the human cognitive work to do the research, you know, to type the letters of a chapter. You don't need to type anymore for book chapters. You have the AI write it for you. What's important is for you to be the director of the book and get the book that you want with the best efficiency possible, leveraging machine cognition. See, so the human then shifts from the role of being the cognitive grunt worker, which is what horses did for us in the labor market. You know, you'd have a horse dragging a plow, or horses for transportation, etc. Not that that's used much anymore, except maybe the Amish, etc. But people are still using grunt cognition, you know, manually, painstakingly doing research online, going from website to website, or painstakingly pulling books off the shelf and reading through them and trying to find related paragraphs that you want to use in your book. You know, that's human cognitive grunt work. And those days are over. For anybody who wants them to be over, you know, you can use AI tools now. And perhaps somebody still wants to do it the old-fashioned way just because they enjoy the process, and that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. There are still people who use typewriters. That's fine. If you love typewriters, use a typewriter, but nobody else is using them. So that's the way it's going to be with human cognitive labor. The bubble is popping, and it's great news for humanity in the sense that you don't have to do cognitive grunt work. This can free you up to do far more important things like, for example, directing the project or setting the mission, the goals, the being the engineer or the architect of what you want this thing to do. And then you rely on AI cognition to help you achieve that thing. And hopefully that thing, whatever it is important for the world. It contributes to the world in some way. It helps uplift people. It helps empower people with knowledge or freedom or financial survival or whatever the case may be. And those are the kinds of topics that I focus on to help empower humanity with decentralized knowledge. But there are a million different ways that people will approach this. Some people will go into, you know, AI businesses just to make money and nothing else. They just want to make money. Okay. Well, you know, it's a free market. I suppose you can do that. But hopefully more people will do meaningful projects that actually help upgrade human civilization so that there's a common good in all of this. You know, there's a common benefit so that humanity does better. And remember that to build a better future together, we're going to have to go beyond human cognition. See, we've lived under human cognition this entire time. And human cognition hasn't given us, you know, well, you could argue there have been advances, but it's holding us back at this point. You know, you look at governments, for example, or regulators, or the court system. You know, think about the human cognition activities of a judge in a court system, and the human cognition activities of the attorneys. And despite their best efforts, a lot of court cases can take years to reach some kind of conclusion. Because it's just slow. It's slow for humans to, you know, make oral arguments and collect documents and read through documents and comment on it, and for the judges to make decisions and do the research on case precedent, things like that. So human cognition is actually holding us back from being able to do many things far more quickly, including resolving court cases, for example, or starting a business. You know, starting and running a business used to take much more work than it does now, thanks to AI. And so, yeah, human cognition, that bubble is bursting. But that's not bad news for humanity. It just means you're not going to have to do cognitive grunt work. It's like you don't have to add up numbers on a piece of paper with a pencil anymore. You know, we have calculators or we have spreadsheets. Now we have AI that does all your accounting for you. And, you know, Sometimes it's even accurate, but that will improve. So cognitive grunt work, the end of that, really, I think the pivot point is going to be 2026. And you're going to hear doomers. There's a bunch of AI doomers out there that are like, oh my God, you know, we have to stop AI. Like Senator Bernie Sanders is one of them. And, you know, that guy, I mean, I think he's older than four continents. And nothing about age, nothing wrong with being old, but being incompetent, you know, being completely ignorant of a topic, that's not such a good thing. And Bernie Sanders is utterly ignorant about AI, and he thinks we just need to stop it because it's going to replace human jobs. You know, there's a joke about that I've told before. I'll say it again, where there's a work supervisor overseeing a group of men who are digging a ditch with shovels, and then a consultant comes upon them and says to the supervisor, hey, why do you have men digging this ditch with shovels? You could bring in an excavator and you could knock out this job in a couple of hours instead of whatever it's going to take now, days or weeks. And the foreman says, well, if we do that, then these men won't have jobs. They depend on shoveling dirt for their livelihoods. And so the consultant says, well, in that case, give them spoons and call it job security, because that then they'll have jobs for months or years digging a ditch with spoons. You see, if your goal is just to, quote, have jobs, then, you know, you can hire people to dig holes and fill them in all day long, which is an army skill, by the way. If that's your only goal, we just want jobs, we just want people doing stuff. That's not a noble goal. That doesn't make any sense. You should have people doing things that matter. And since we have excavators, you don't need to use a shovel for most jobs. And since we have AI, you don't need to do cognitive grunt work either. You know, manually running numbers on a spreadsheet is like digging ditches with shovels. And AI is like the excavator. AI can come in and knock that thing out in no time. And that's what we should be striving for, is, you know, efficient application of machine cognition to free people from the cognitive drudgery of jobs that are basically obsolete. Now, what's interesting about this is that you're going to see in government, you know, in the government sector, you're going to see a lot of opposition to AI, and probably from the unions as well. I mean, we've already seen that. They're going to say, oh, no, we can't have any AI running government. We need to keep hiring these federal workers, even though they're 10 times the cost and, you know, 1/10 the productivity, et cetera. You know, we could do this job with AI 100 times cheaper, but we want these people to have their jobs. Okay, well, that's the way government's going to work. They're going to protect all these government jobs. They're going to protect the bureaucracy. And then relative to the private sector, government's going to end up becoming even more incompetent, slower, more inefficient than you can possibly imagine. It would be like the DMV in Haiti or something, you know, like the worst imaginable government inefficiency. And that's what government's going to become as it rejects using AI to do basic functions, like basically customer service type of functions. You know, I mean, think about a lot of what government does. It's really a customer service type of thing. Like, here, process this application for a silencer, you know, with the ATF, or process these immigration documents for DHS, you know, or whatever, you know, process these permits with the EPA, you know, this kind of stuff. And the government is slow, but they want to be slow. They want the humans to have the job security of digging ditches with spoons. And so the collapse of human cognition will happen outside of government as the private sector becomes way more efficient because of competition, while the government becomes increasingly, it'll appear as increasingly stupid and irrelevant. I mean, even dumber than it is already. But this is only going to exacerbate the contrast between government and the private sector over the next couple of years. And in effect, this is going to be a teachable moment for society, especially when the younger generation, when they're working in companies or they're doing their own business innovation and they're using advanced AI cognition and they're launching businesses in a day, and creating things in minutes that used to take weeks, they're going to look at government and say, how on earth can this be so inefficient? And ultimately, the perception is going to be, you know what? We don't need government. We don't need the state to lord over us with this inefficient bureaucracy of the EPA and the USDA and the FDA and the whatever, the Federal Reserve. And that's why I did a whole podcast on this called The End of Statism and Why AI Can Decentralize Cognition and Power and ultimately dismantle much of the state, because the state has always existed as a creature that said that, you know, you have to give us power to centrally control things and decide things because we have the smartest people, we have the best information, we are the fastest, we are the most efficient at doing things like calculating, you know, CPI numbers for inflation. But in reality, it turns out that especially at the federal level, the federal workers are the dumbest workers in economics and, you know, food safety and pharmaceutical safety. I mean, look, does anybody trust anybody from the FDA or the CDC or the Treasury for that matter, or the DEA or what? I mean, name your agency, ATF, it's all the same. They're all incompetent. You rarely find competence in the federal government at all. So the collapse of human cognition, or the bursting bubble of human cognition, will be slow to go into effect in the federal government. And that's only going to make the government look more obsolete, which will show many of us that we don't need government. So that's actually a very positive thing. And then more and more, I think society can begin to use peer-to-peer decentralized relationships using AI or using cryptocurrency, using decentralized blockchain solutions in order to solve lots of problems that the government used to claim that it alone could solve. So the collapse of human cognition and the embracing of machine-augmented cognition is going to be great for human freedom, because it will either tear down functions of government or it will show those functions to be utterly incompetent and obsolete. And either way, it's a win for the people. So this is actually all good news. And those of you who are fearful of AI, I mean, don't be fearful of the tech, be fearful of the globalist elite abusing the tech or weaponizing the tech, mostly for surveillance and censorship. But don't be afraid of the tech. This tech can also set humanity free. And don't be afraid of, you know, human cognitive grunt work being replaced. So I say, don't be afraid of giving up your spoons and using a machine to dig the ditch. Instead, embrace the tech and maximize it and use it for human freedom. And that's what I'm doing at brightlearn.ai and brighteon.ai with our AI chatbot. That's at brightu.ai. And we'll be rolling out more AI tools in 2026 and beyond. And they'll all be free. You'll be able to use them all to educate and empower yourself. And we will use this in good faith to uplift and empower humanity. So this is all actually great news. So the human cognitive bubble is bursting, and machine cognition is accelerating in 2026. And 2026 will be the pivotal year that more and more people recognize this. It's going to hit sort of a critical mass of widespread acceptance and a recognition that, oh my God, these machines can do these jobs better than humans. Many jobs, customer service in particular, but lots more. So get ready for that. And of course, the answer to this is to upgrade your own cognitive skills, upgrade your own knowledge base, upgrade, you know, your personal context of understanding about what's happening in the world and how AI works and how it can be used and which job roles are going to be obsolete, etc. And that's something that's within your power. So you have control over your own future, even as machine cognition comes online and begins to replace many millions, if not hundreds of millions of humans around the world. You still have control over your future, and it's not Skynet. And the machines aren't going to kill you, probably. It's going to be the globalist turning off the power grid or something like that. I don't think they're going to send out Terminators one by one. They're just going to shut off the power grid for major cities and let people starve and die. Because, you know, that's the way governments and globalists operate. They kill their own people whenever it's convenient. Or they'll start World War III and do it that way and start nuking each other, you know. That's when you're really going to need machine cognition to help you survive off-grid. That's why you should be downloading all the free books that we have at brightlearn.ai. There's an incredible collection of books on how to live off-grid and grow your own food and emergency medicine and survival preparedness, decentralization, you know, all kinds of things like that. All the books are free. Download them right now, brightlearn.ai. And thank you for your support. If you want to support us financially, by the way, shop with us, healthrangerstore.com. Lab-verified clean foods, nutritional supplements, high-end supplements like turmeric plus. I mean, we've got really great stuff there. But check it out. Again, healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for all your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.